Letting up, despite great faults. How you doing?
What's up? Hey.
So, why don't you introduce yourselves, first off, and we'll talk about your music.
I'm Maryland. I play the NPC on Letting Up, Despite Great Faults.
I'm Mike. I play the guitar and sing.
I'm Joanne. I play cello.
And we are actually missing two other bandmates. Patrick. What's up, Patrick? He's in Canada right now visiting his family. And he plays guitar. And our bassist, Kent, is actually on a plane from Texas right now. He'll be coming in today at 2.
That's my next question. What's your excuse for being in town on December 29th to do my show?
Well, my family actually lives like in the suburbs around here. Same with Erlyn. We went to the same high school. And Joe, I don't know.
I had to come back to practice.
Excellent. Excellent. So you guys are ready for 2006?
I think so, yeah. I think a lot of good things are going to happen. I started this project last year, and probably around May, I think May was like our first show. And I don't know, ever since then we've been getting pretty good feedback.
Well, I love what you're doing. Tell me about the name, the name of the group, because it's a mouthful.
it's pretty personal.
Okay, you don't have to share.
No, that's cool.
We're just on the radio.
It's going to be archived, so we'll just do it over and over again. Basically, the Despite Great Faults is from a Blonde Redhead song, but it really says a lot about how I feel personally about my music and about my talents or the lack thereof. I've always felt I've had these great flaws in what I do, but I came to a point where, you know, I had to let up. I had to say, okay, whatever, I'm just gonna see what happens, and this is who I am, you know. I'm like, I'm 26, nothing's really gonna change anymore, you know. And I'm not, luckily, you know, I've been blessed to have, you know, these cool people around me and some good fans. And
so did the project start out just on your own, and then the band kind of formed around your idea?
Basically, I wrote all the songs, and I said, wow, like, how am I going to do this live? Mm-hmm. It's going to be really boring just watching me fumble around on stage.
Well, speaking of live, why don't you play us a song, and then we'll talk about your whole process. So we're going to move the mics around a little bit, so bear with us. You're listening to Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org. Thank you. Fantastic. Really fantastic, man. So I'm just trying to get the mic set. Having a couple of problems here, but I think it's coming out all right. Haven't gotten any complaints. Usually get a complaint by now if the sound's not coming out well enough. Someone instant messages me or something like that. Gotcha. So that's good news.
Cool.
So talk to me a little bit about the process. You have a lot of, I think, recognizable influences. I think, obviously, I'm sure they throw out Postal Service and New Order and all these things at you.
The biggest influences I have are probably Knotwist, Lolly Puna, and some other bands, you know, like Mum, Sigur Rós. Actually, I listen to a lot of indie pop, but it doesn't necessarily translate through my music, I don't think. I listen to a lot of Labrador artists, like Suburban Kids with Biblical Names, Acid House Kings, like Radio Department's actually really good. A lot of stuff like that. There's a lot of bands coming from Canada right now, actually. It's really cool. Feist, Broken Social Scene.
Did you always plan on having an electronic element to your music?
Yeah. I've kind of always been into, you know, when Daft Punk came out and Chemical Brothers, all that stuff. I started getting more into synths, computers, all that crap. But I've always been like an indie rock kind of guy. So I guess ultimately I just try to make what sounds good to me in the end.
Nice. And what about the cello? What about this sort of almost chamber orchestra? which is actually, you know, becoming more and more popular.
That's true. That's true. When I was thinking of live players, I really wanted an intimate, more acoustic feel, even though there's like this huge electronic element to it.
Do you use the electronic element?
Yeah, definitely. That's what Erlen over here does. He plays not only the backing tracks, but, you know, the MPC and a lot of keyboard samples. But yeah, I really wanted to have a cello. It's just, I don't know. It can make me cry anytime. Yeah. And Joanne's ridiculously good. So.
And you guys are jamming out live soon, right? You have a couple of gigs coming up.
Yeah, we have. We're playing January 9th, Monday at CineSpace. Playing with our friends, Books Died On, and Thursday at the Smell. Again, playing with our other friends, Stratagem. Probably both shows start around 8, I'm guessing. So yeah, those should be good shows.
And do you have an album out, or are you still working on the debut?
The first song you heard, Movement, it's going to be the first song on a small EP we're doing through this label called Judah Records. They're based in Pasadena, a pretty small label, but they're really cool guys, and they let me do what I want. So that should be coming out fairly soon. This next one will be Disasters Are Okay, so it's more instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to instant message me or the band, the AOL instant message handle is Kill Radio Station. So you want to just go into another song and then we'll chat about it?
That'd be great.
Go for it. All right, you're listening to Letting Up Despite Great Faults on Is Good on killradio.org. You have a fan, Iconator. Let's see,
Iko
sends love. Yeah, I think mic two isn't working right, so we're not getting all the cello.
Oh,
so we're getting some of the cello, but not all of it. For the next song, I think we'll move the mics around so we can put the cello and the
that
guitar closer
good.
Together.
That sounds good.
Sorry about that, but you know, if I wasn't embarrassed at least once on this show, I wouldn't keep coming back and doing it.
Right.
So that's that. Tell me a little bit about your music writing process. Like, what is the is there a message you're trying to send? Are these songs about love, rejection? What's your motivation here?
I think, simply put, they're basically a journal of my life. I kind of write just about what's going on with me. I try not to have a goal or a result in mind. I just write, and whatever comes through, comes through. I think once you start having certain goals to your writing, it can lead you astray.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not really say what you want to say. But, I guess technically it's pretty different every time. I try to start out with, you know, a guitar and some lyrics, and then try to work with that. But yeah, I don't know.
Do you no, that's perfect.
Whatever.
That's the answer.
Whatever
that's
works. I'm just in my
whatever works.
Alone,
that's true.
As long
true
as no
musician.
One talks to me, I'm, I can work.
I'd be suspect if you just like, oh, I have my answer prepared right here for that. I write music because. Tell me, do you want? Are you looking for sort of more live appreciation, or do you want people to take your CD home and listen to it, you know, in the car and the, you know
I'm,
what I mean?
I'm a very bedroom like headphone listener type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think my music's I guess more intimate in that way, where you can just kind of sit at home and cry in a corner and listen to my music. But it's been fun playing live. I didn't know how fun it would be, actually. So I am getting more into that.
That's great.
You know, feeling the energy off the audience and kind of just giving them a good performance.
What was your first live gig as Letting Up? How was that?
I think it was at Zen Sushi here in Silver Lake. And I don't know, how was it?
I've been drunk there. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It was probably that night.
Nah, I would have remembered you.
Yeah, I don't think it was that great.
It was just sort of awkward. You guys, you know, weren't matching up,
I think,
with your beats.
I think everyone was just, you know, it was kind of like our first time out playing out live, so there's probably some nerves. And I think like 50 people showed up, so we were surprised by that too. what are we doing up here?
Well, why don't we play another
yeah,
track from your
great.
CD?
Yeah, please stop.
And I'll come back and torture you some more with silly questions. What do you want to play?
If you're here today.
All right, here you go. You're listening to Letting Up Despite Great Faults on killradio.org. Welcome back. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. So, are you excited about your new gigs coming up? And when can we expect the album and all that good stuff?
Oh, man, I have no idea. I have to finish recording first. That'd be good. But I'm guessing like maybe April or May. It'll probably be like a 3-song affair. A really small EP. But I think it'll be a good stepping stone for us, and we'll move on from there.
Is this going to be something downloadable from iTunes or whatnot?
CD Baby. I know you can buy it online from their website, the Judah Records website. They might have some downloading things with other places. I'm not even sure. But if you go to lettingup.com, you can sign up for the mailing list and keep up to date on all that junk. But yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but it's not for profit internet radio.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, and you're welcome back anytime. I'm gonna have all my guests back a second time. Hopefully, we'll have all the mics working and everything like that. So,
awesome.
Letting up, despite great faults.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Is good. Thanks a lot.